Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at donating blood. Every day, someone, somewhere is in an accident, undergoes surgery, or finds out they have a debilitating illness. Outside of the effect on life, one thing they each have in common is that their survival is heavily dependent on the availability of blood. So you've heard ads calling for voluntary blood donors from time to time, but did you ever wonder why it's so important? Andrea Bryan can tell you that having to wait for a blood transfusion due to supply shortage can be traumatic. She was diagnosed with pernicious anemia, a condition that prevents her body from absorbing the vitamin B12. In that instance, she required 2 units of blood, which were slow in coming.
It was traumatic, that is the right word to use. My diagnosis was confirmed. So we knew that the blood was going to be needed for my condition to improve. The weight, on top of the rarity of my blood, the cross-checking that had to be done, even when it was identified that it was there. Yeah, it's the weight that makes it difficult.
Miss Bryan has O negative blood. The letter O represents her blood type, and the negative attached to it indicates the lack of the rhesus factor, which really is a foreign substance that attaches to red blood cells. So a person can be rhesus negative or positive in any of the blood groups, which are A, B, AB, and O. And blood type is determined through genetics. The AB blood type is the universal receiver, meaning they can receive blood from any blood type. And the O blood type is the universal giver, meaning they can give to any blood type. Though Miss Bryan was able to tell her tale, there have been countless lives lost during the wait for blood that simply did not come. You see, for a single heart surgery patient, 6 blood donors would be needed, and blood itself is perishable, with a shelf life of only 35 days after being donated. And despite the wonders of modern technology, blood can't be made, nor can human blood be substituted by any other. Chief II medical technologist at the National Blood Transfusion Service, Dale Brown, says blood is especially important due to its oxygen-carrying capabilities.
Blood is actually just as though you would administer medicine. Blood has its purpose, and one of the most important purposes is that it builds back the body in terms of its hemoglobin and so on.
And although the need for blood is great, it is important for there to be a constant supply from donors. Sonia Binns Lawrence is Jamaica's top female blood donor. She's only 7 units away from donating her 100th unit. She says, though persons may have hang-ups about donating blood, she's encouraging people to look past these.
It's just a needle stick. It's just a mosquito bite. And they really can't catch any form of STI by donating blood. Just do it. We all, you know, have this fear. But once you put your mind to it and just build the courage up, I can do it.
Registered nurse at the National Public Health Lab, Catherine Treasure, says giving blood has benefits for the donor.
Cell rejuvenation is a major factor. Once newer, fresher cells are produced, this helps your body to function more efficiently and allowing you to stay healthy. Over time, men are not using up their iron level, so the overload that's happening can actually cause them to be at risk for heart disease, stroke, and cancer. So we have research that has proven that giving blood up to 3 times a year can actually reduce your risk for any of these by at least 50%.
Persons ages 17 to 60 years can donate blood. If you are interested in donating blood, then come out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For further details or to sign up, call 926-35904. Remember, you are someone's type. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.